one of the last remaining Norfolk trading wherry boats, is celebrating her 125th anniversary. Maud, with her distinctive black sail, is one of only two surviving Norfolk trading wherries to sail on the Norfolk Broads and rivers. Built in 1899, she is Norfolk's last typical clinker-built trading wherry, which is a traditional method of boat building where the edges of hull planks overlap and are secured with clinched nails. Maud started her working life as one of a small fleet of private trading wherries owned by a director of Jewson Timber Merchants in Great Yarmouth. Back then, wherries were still an important part of the Broadland cargo transport system, carrying loads of up to 45 tons, which traditionally included corn, bricks, coal, sugar beet, and timber. Sometimes wherries would be seen laden with reeds or straw, looking like floating haystacks. Their work was confined to the main rivers, with occasional sea trips to unload coasting ships anchored in the Yarmouth Roads. Some wherries, such as Maud, were designed for a specific purpose. Maud would carry timber imported into Great Yarmouth from the Baltics. By the end of her working life, she was no longer the smart, well-painted vessel she once was, being used to carry dredgings from the river for contractors May and Gurney. In the mid-1960s, May Gurney switched from wooden to more robust and simpler to repair iron wherries. Maud was offered for sale for £50, but nobody bought her. The final use for old wherry hulls was to protect sections of the riverbank from erosion, and Maud was sunk in Ranworth Broad. A few years later, as part of the reconstruction of Ranworth Conservation Centre, she was raised, moved, and resunk between Ranworth and Malthouse Broads, destined to remain there forever. However, in the late 1970s, the late Vincent Pargeter and his then-wife Linda began scouring the Broads in search of a wherry wreck they could renovate. The couple found Maud in June 1981 and took 3 days to raise her from the water, dredge out the mud and pump out gallons of water before she was moved to the Upton Boatyard to begin her extensive renovation. After 18 years, she was finally ready to sail again, and her recommission took place at Wroxham Broad in September 1999. She has sailed the Broads ever since, and in 2015, the Wherry Maud Trust was established to operate and maintain her. Vincent Pargeter died that year, aged 72, but Linda remains a trustee of the charity. This month marks Maud's 125th anniversary and 25 years since her restoration and recommission. To celebrate the anniversary, the Wherry Maud Trust is holding an artist and maker's show at Ranworth Village Hall in Broad Road over the early May bank holiday. It will take place on Sunday, May the 5th and Monday, May the 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event will showcase the work of East Anglian artists and craftspeople. Hanging work on display will include watercolour, oil, acrylic and prints. Craft items for sale include wood turn pieces, studio pottery, textiles and handmade greeting cards. Visitors will be welcomed by volunteer members of the Trust, who will be happy to chat about Maud, her history and current use. Admission is free, and teas, coffees and homemade cake will be served across the 2 days.